Hello, my imaginary friends. Simon here again. It's still Monday, the 10th of May, 2010. And this is still my audio boo. I ran out of time to cover everything I want to talk about today. This morning, it seems that something that I feared may be coming to pass. And I'm not talking about the Condem coalition. I'm talking about the possibility that Henry might be a bottom shuffler. So this morning I sat him up on his play blanket thing with some strategically placed pillow cushions behind him and beside him, so that if he falls over, he's got a soft landing. For various reasons, I just went off upstairs and I think I might have been changing him into his nappy or something, or I can't remember what I was doing. But anyway, when I came back about 10 minutes later, Henry was still sitting up, but he was about 20 centimetres further forward from where he was before. If he was on his tummy, he gets in and then he spins around. I think he can do it. He spins around, and I think by spinning around, he accidentally. But if he was sitting up still, so whether it's possible that he could have launched himself down onto his front. Which he does, spun himself around a bit, moved around, and then pushed himself back into a sitting position, which would be a good thing in its own right. Or else he must have been able to shuffle forward on his bottom without toppling over, which means he's a bottom shuffler. He managed to do that, or instead of crawling. So, two possibilities: either he's a bottom shuffler, or he's able to sit himself back up again now from a lying down position. Those are the two possibilities, and they're both better, I think, than him just being completely static for the rest of his life. So I'm rejoicing in the fact that he's not going to be completely sat on the side of the world watching everyone go by and he stays put. So that's a good thing. But he might be a bottom shuffler. Slightly embarrassing, but never mind. Better than the alternative, I think. Well, the other alternative. Better than being static. I just want to say thank you very much to Andy for your report of the Michael Bublé concert. Very interesting indeed. Certainly want to look out for Naturally 7, or whatever it was called. They sound interesting as well. But a bit disappointed that Andy didn't sing any of the Michael Bublé songs. Just a sort of example of what the concert was like. So perhaps, Andy, you could rectify that in your next audio boo. If you could sing a few Michael Bublé songs, that would be much appreciated. Okay, well, thanks everyone for listening. Take care of yourselves, and I will speak to you again soon.